I fell asleep on you, didn't I? Oh, I'm sorry. No, not moving. You're too comfortable. The best pillow. Yeah. Look at that fire. It burnt all the way down. This is really nice. Thank you. So sweet. Darling, this was perfect. This weekend, this cottage, everything. It was just what I needed. I feel relaxed. For the first time in, I don't know how long, months. And it's all because of you. All because you kidnapped me. Okay, you didn't kidnap me, but you didn't give me much choice. I was going to work this weekend. I had every intention of just spending every hour. Sat at my desk, just drowning in paperwork. But oh no, you had a better idea. And so you kidnapped me. And you brought me here, somewhere with no signal, no Wi-Fi, no internet. It's been perfect. Oh, it's just been lovely. I've never been a country kind of girl. You know me, city girl through and through, but I might. No, still a city girl. But I will admit that this is beautiful. I mean, the forest. This is just thank you. Thank you for just being you, for being so thoughtful and for caring. You know, that blows my mind. It, and it sounds kind of odd, but knowing that you care for me, that you want to take care of me, that you worry about me, I like it. No, see, odd. I mean, no, having someone who's thinking of me? Someone who worries about me? It just. Had to kiss you. It's a two-way street. I worry about you. I care about you, and I know I haven't been the best girlfriend recently. And I'm really sorry about that. I've just been so focused on work.
You understand. Stop being so sweet.
I don't know how to deal with it. If I just get this project finished, I'll have more time. I'll get the promotion. I was thinking we could go away. Yeah, actually take a holiday. Not just a weekend, although this has been lovely.
I mean, just disappear for a month. Somewhere sunny with Wi-Fi, maybe.
Go on an adventure. Get lost. Just spend time together. Because I love spending time with you. And I know we haven't been spending much time together recently.
And you've been so patient and lovely, and that means so much to me. I'm so lucky to have you. I'm so lucky that I get to be your girl.
You know, I love it when you call me your girl. I like being yours. I like it when you take care of me. Because you know me, I'm stubborn.
I'm the almost independent, and I don't
let people see me being vulnerable. I don't want people to think that I need them because, well, you know, I've been hurt, and
you make me want to be vulnerable. And again, that sounds so odd.
But I want to be vulnerable around you. I want to let you in. I've let you in. I need you. When you put your arms around me, I don't even know. But I like it. I don't have to be me. No, that's wrong. I get to be me. I don't have to be the problem solver, the troubleshooter. I can just be me. A little bit adorable, a little bit hopeless, a little bit clumsy. A lot. Really clumsy. Just so freaking clumsy. I can't believe I knocked over all the fire wood.
And your face. You just cracked up. And oh, your smile gets me every time.
And you weren't laughing at me. You were just happy, and I started laughing, and then we had to pick up all the firewood, and it wasn't so funny. But you know, it was worth it because the fire. This is so perfect. Just
cuddling up in front of the fire and talking and falling asleep on you and maybe snoring. I snore. I know I do. You don't have to pretend I know I snore. Oh, it's not adorable. For the longest time, I thought I had to be all hard edges. I don't. I can be soft. Oh, my skin's very soft, is it? Do you know what else is soft? My lips. Yes, that is a hint. Oh, I'm being too subtle. You have never called me subtle before. No, I like it. I like it. Call me subtle. I can be subtle. I have very soft lips and you're very, very close and you could just lean in and see. Very subtle. I love you. This is just, I appreciate you, you know. I know I don't always show it because I get caught up and I get really, really caught up. Just a little bit obsessive, a little bit. Very extremely. Shut up. But I want you to know that I love you. I love you so much. I adore you. I stupidly adore you. I have it so bad for you that it's embarrassing. Just awful. I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. I don't. I do. I've got so much to do. Damn it! But we'll come back. We'll spend a couple of weeks here and it'll be... Then you want to come back.
You can't be without the internet for that long. Wow. Wow.
Oh, you are just... Oh, you're perfect. And there is no such thing as perfect. And you are just... Oh, you are just... I love you. This is nice. This is lovely. But it could be lovelier. What? I'm being subtle. I am being subtle. I do not have a tea face. What the fuck is a tea face? This is a tea face. I do not... No, I'm not trying to make you go and make me a cup of tea. I was hoping for a pot. Do I really have a tea face? Oh, that's bad. That's really bad. Wait. I know that face. That's a please kiss me face. Yes, it is. It's what you don't want me to kiss you. See? I knew it. Oh, I love you. And I'd really like some tea. Maybe some biscuits? Is it pushing it? No? Oh, you're so good to me. And then we can cuddle up and we can plan our holiday. I mean, I know it won't be. It won't be for a while, but, you know. We can make it special. Maybe, nothing. No, I'm planning. Plotting. I'm not plotting. I'm scheming. But don't worry, it's a good thing. It's a really good thing. I'm just thinking Scotland or maybe Vegas. Well, that would be telling. Okay. You go and make the tea, and I will keep your spot nice and warm because I'm lovely like that. Yeah, I know. I'm just the best girlfriend ever. And I love you. Oh, I'm so lucky to have you. And I'm gonna marry you. Nope. Didn't say anything. Just waiting for my tea and biscuits. I'm gonna marry you. I'm going to be your wife. Let's see. I love you.